Welcome, Laura.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Laura, it's Gisela. Could you just speak again? We're just trying to do an audio test.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Laura, can you just speak again, please?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me now?
Sorry, yes, we can hear you. Just trying to assess if everyone else can hear you.
So let's start. Welcome everybody to this Singapore meeting of the ICANN Academy Working Group. I'm happy that some of you could make it, although we are eating your lunchtime. And I'm also very happy to welcome Chris Gift. And Laura Bangford. She is on the Adobe Connect Bridge. She is based in Los Angeles and will speak to us.
She's in India.
Pardon?
She's in India right now.
In India, okay. And just going quickly through the agenda. Today's purpose is to discuss the ICANN Academy on the ICANN.org website. And secondly, to discuss how we are going to transform this ad hoc working group, which is definitely not an ad hoc working group anymore under at-large leadership, to a working group where the whole community feels comfortable with. And the third point is a quick outlook on the next leadership training program. But I would like to start with handing over to Chris Gift and Laura, who designed a first draft proposal for how the Academy could be represented on ICANN.org. Chris, please.
Thank you, Sandra. So Laura Bangford is going to walk us through a wireframe that she and some UX designer put together last week based on some conversations we'd had some Sandra and others over the past few months. The one thing I want just wanted before Laura launches into her discussion is just to be clear that a wireframe is what you see up there is a very loose interpretation of the requirements and what people have been telling us. And it is a place for us to begin a conversation about what are the appropriate elements to be on this website and what are the things we ought to, what we ought to add, as well as the terminology is very open to change. So please don't get fixated on anything in there and think that that is a permanent idea. These are just literally things we're putting up so that we can start a conversation and begin the iteration around this wireframe. And with that, I'll go ahead and hand it over to Laura.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Chris, and sorry I couldn't be there in Singapore. I'm actually in Los Angeles still, soon to be going to India. But as Chris indicated, we put a little bit of effort into coming up with some ideas to create a landing page that would kind of bring all the elements together and create an impression of an academy where the various programs across ICANN and the community are easily linked to, and there would be an area for several resources. So I'm just going to walk you through a few slides of some screens and maybe have an interactive discussion and dialogue about some of the various sections of the website that we might want to highlight on this landing page. So we kind of envision this as having a kind of a landing page presence that will be linked on from the getting started area of ICANN, possibly other areas that could be linked out to. And what you see here up on your screen, and it might be a little bit small to see, but we've kind of broken out the landing page with a very simple maybe photo up at the top that could be interchanged or updated or freshened with a little bit of what we call hero text at the top, and we can talk about what the primary action should be there. And then we broke it up into three or four maybe areas that we can drill down into each area. Maybe have a little bit of a social media presence. There is a ICANN Academy Twitter feed, so we thought maybe we would have that scrolling over to the right so people could kind of talk about the various programs. And then maybe down at the bottom, a very subtle example of some of the folks across the community that maybe participated in the online learning program, maybe perhaps took some classes or participated in the fellowship, and maybe some quotes and some examples of how they use the Academy and the online learning platform to help them engage with the community. So just maybe to facilitate some discussion around this and get some ideas on, is this really kind of what we're after, and is this how we could structure the Academy. The first question maybe we can talk about is, you know, how do we really structure the Academy? Do we want to really make it a modular program or break it out into to little groups? So, and what is our target group here? So it might be a good time to kind of pause before we go into each of the individual sections to just kind of talk about the audience and how we want to organize the landing page. And I don't there you go.
Thank you, Laura. Just a side note, I would recommend everybody to go into the Adobe Connect room to see the landing page actually a little bit better, because I realize you can't really see what's written on that page. So maybe it's really good if you go there, although it's still very... very small. Maybe we can enlarge the page a little bit, because in order to speak about it, we need to see what's in there. And then also, Laura, because the voice is okay, the tone, but maybe you slow a little bit down, then I think the audience will be better able to understand you.
Okay.
Well, Laura, I'll jump in on the I think we do have to be clear on to have a good good page design. You have to be very clear about, you know, who's your reader, who's your target audience for that. You know, and Laura puts up a list here, which is probably an exhaustive list, if you think about it. Probably everybody who comes to ICANN at some form, you know, if you look at A through G. But really, I mean, we can't please them all, right? We're not going to be able to please A through G. So we really should focus on a couple. You know, personally, I mean, if it's ICANN Academy and you're talking about learning and trying to get people to join ICANN, you know, and increase their volunteerism within ICANN, then the newcomers seems like an obvious place to start, right? I mean,
yeah,
Thank you, Chris. I would like to invite the community to discuss the questions which are on the page. The first question, I think, is how do we structure the Academy landing page? Do we structure it modular or group-wise? Group-wise means do we make a distinction between newcomers, contributors, experts, make a distinction between the stakeholder groups, or make a distinction between the different programs ICANN is offering at the moment? And I would like to give that question to the working group members. Siranush, please.
Siranush Vardanya for the record. Thank you, Ms. Chair. I have a frustration with this website coming through. First of all, why? The information there, I assume that initially this should be some kind of the information about the participation or the participants already took the course. And as far as I know, while being one of the participants, this is not an open for fellows to come, or this is not open for anyone to come. This is specifically assigned people from each constituency to come there to take this course. And the intention was that those should be already participants of ICANN meetings. So probably incoming leaders or outgoing or those who are already are a part of that. Just except those who may be coming through NOMCOM, those who are completely new to that. But if the newcomer who is not aware anything about ICANN should come to that, may come to that training, he may get very little out of that. And the, as Chris said, the good space for them to go is newcomers lounge and the new Sunday newcomers meeting, the whole day meeting, maybe the first step for them to go. So that's why my confusion is there. Who will be the target? Who will be reading this website? This may be just a waste of time, or this can be an information there. What is this training for? For people who assign someone to come, get the full understanding why they should send this person to go and take this course. Maybe in that sense, it would be really very helpful information for the constituencies already to assign appropriate person to go to that course. Thank you.
Thank you, Siranush. It's Sanra speaking. One comment. You're referring that this page is only for the LTP, for the leadership training program, but this was not the intent. The intent of this page was to be a landing page for all learning efforts within ICANN, which of course includes the fellowship program, which of course includes a mentoring program, either if it's organized by at large or by any other constituency, which also includes a library in the future, hopefully, and which also includes resources like videos, blogs, or the like. I know Tijani, and I'm very happy that he's here. He was always engaged from the beginning in this academy concept, promoting that we are not seeing only one single program, the leadership training program, as an academy, but an academy is something else. And maybe Tijani, you want to let us know what you think about this, or if Siranush has a short reply, then Tijani, I would ask Siranush first and then you, please.
Thanks, Sandra. Siranush, then it makes sense. In that case, if this is incorporated into the huge learning website for the whole community, then it makes sense. Thank you.
Tijani, please.
Thank you, Sandra. Tijani speaking. The ICANN Academy, from the first when it was conceived, when it was launched, as a framework for any learning program or learning effort done by ICANN. So it is not only about the leadership training. We were dragged in this leadership training by the staff. Staff wanted us to do this module. And then they called it ICANN Academy, which is wrong. It is only one aspect of the ICANN Academy. So the ICANN Academy normally should be, as I said, the venue of any kind of learning. And even we thought that, for example, even the fellowship is a kind of learning and can be included in the ICANN Academy. So that's why the page here, the home page here, you have everything. Everything related to the learning in ICANN. And this is the intent, I think, Sandra, you design it like this. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani.
Thank you, Tijani.
Oops. So under this impression, now that we are clear on that, I would again like to invite you to share your thoughts about how do you think, because at the moment this page to me looks quite filled, not very structured. And the main point I see is that we have to decide if we either want to make it accessible if we divide it into communities or if we divide it into programs. And I would like to invite you to let us know how you would actually like to be directed on such a page if you are looking for any learning efforts you might be interested in. Are there any ideas? This is really... Tracy, please.
Hi, Tracy Hackshaw from the GAC. One of the things that the GAC is interested in is inducting new members, if that's the way to phrase it. So from the GAC perspective, there are specific rules, procedures in the GAC, but also, obviously, introduction to ICANN and the world of ICANN and so on. So I see this as not only a broad ICANN, brush, but also specific to the community that might be interested in it. I'm not sure if the other communities have similar issues where they onboard new members and their particular community has peculiar procedures, principles, how you make decisions, the operating procedures and so on. So I'm wondering if that's something that can be made part of the academy and on demand. So as soon as a new member is brought on stream, we can direct them to something like this. The GAC will produce materials, I imagine, along with ICANN staff or with whoever's in the community involved in the academy. And as soon as a new member joins, we can say, well, you start here, and maybe do specific interventions for developing countries in different languages, obviously, and even potentially face-to-face type sessions if that's required. So from the GAC perspective, we want to attract new members as well. So in addition to inducting new members, we also want to use it to perhaps reach out and show what other countries are doing in ICANN, case studies, the whole host of possibilities we think can work from this angle. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. These were lots of thoughts. Just let me ask you a question. How do you think it would be easily accessible for a GAC member, a new one or experienced one, if there would be a button like, say, GAC specifics material, or do you think it's easier if it says newcomer or experienced or face-to-face training? What would you think would your community help?
Maybe not GAC, perhaps maybe some gateways. So the same material but repurposed. So governments enter here. NGOs enter here. But the same material, just streamed differently for different people. I think that might be a nice way of dealing with it.
This is Chris Gift. Thank you, Tracy. It's an excellent idea. As I'm talking to you, as you're talking, some ideas are coming. And I think rather than have the way we're organized here, an alternative may be to have two different types of, and there may be more, but two different types of accessing. The first could be a question that says, who are you? Are you a GAC? Are you ALAC? Are you a chair? Are you a newcomer? And then from there, you could link to then a series of resources which would then help you if you're, so you'd self-identify who you are. And that could be, like your point, I think a very good start. And it could still reference the same material, but it would be a list appropriate for who you are. So I think that's a great idea. And then, and then you could still, though, have one column that would still say, okay, generally, here are the resources available. You have I Can Learn, you have a fellowship program, you know. And then I still think there should be a third column, which Sandra and I had talked about a few times, which is external completely to the ICANN ecosystem. You know, there are lots of very good courses out there, and we should be linking to them, I think, and referencing them so people can find them. But it's an excellent suggestion. Thank you, Tracy.
Sandra speaking. I absolutely agree. It's probably the best way to make the same material accessible from various sites. First, that we say, okay, which group you are, and then on which level of engagement. And maybe we can structure the website that way, that we are not having so much written text, but rather a diagram where you click on a button you think which belongs to you, and then it directs you to the subpages. Very good point. Tijani, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. Tijani speaking. I think that the site should be accessible for everyone. And this is the first step. And then we should have several entries. Entries by community, as you proposed. Entries by specific program. Mm-hmm. So several entries. We don't have to restrict the use of the site only by a community, or we have to be flexible, because sometimes you have a specific program for specific part of the community. You have to do it, and you have to make it specific for this community.
Are there any other comments on this topic? Because then I would take this as agreed. I think the idea is very good, and I would like to ask Chris Gift and his team to revise the first draft proposal in a way that it's accessible from maybe the level of engagement and group-wise. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we will have other sources, like there is, for instance, the Twitter feed on the right side, and also a calendar. I think a calendar is a very good element for such a page. I'm not sure about the Twitter feed, if this is really necessary. And then also it says academy members at the moment, which is somehow difficult, because there is no academy where you can be a member of. So maybe we should call it participants of a program or something like this, or maybe we just skip it. I don't know. What are your thoughts about this? Are there any? Ellen, please.
I guess my reaction is exactly the same as yours. First, tell me who the Academy members are, and then we can decide if we need a section for them. But I don't think there are any Academy members other than the people on this group, or the staff members, or the whatevers. That doesn't sound like it applies to how we're doing this right now. I mean, if we want a section, you know, for anyone who's ever taken a course, we'll put your name here. But I don't think we need an entry for that on the homepage.
Chris Gift. I agree. It's troublesome if you don't have a membership to display members. But we want to humanize, well, not humanize, but you know, when you show what people are doing, it does engender, you know, activity. People do say that and say, oh, you know, so-and-so took a course, or so-and-so is active. You know, maybe I should look at this some more. So I'm not sure how we can do that yet, but, you know, maybe it is simple as, you know, showing the last five people who took a class. I think we may just explore that a little bit more and show you some more ideas, show you some more concepts, and then see what you think.
Well, one of my most used websites is on Amazon, the evaluations, people's experiences, what did they get out of it, the first person stories, and that may well warrant something on the homepage. But that's not a super, that's not a full set of the members or the users. That's people who want to share, or those that we've buttonholed and, you know, gotten someone to yeah. write down their story. That might have some merit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's difficult to see, but what the idea of the bottom there was exactly that, Alan, was just kind of people sharing their experience and highlighting some examples and some of their feedback on the program, just to give people ideas of how they might find it useful.
Thank you, Laura and Ellen. And I'd like to ask to say your name before you speak, because otherwise we have problems with a transcript. I really like Ellen's idea about this evaluation. I think this is really the most valuable thing for the community to read what others are saying about this, and also honest criticism, which helps us to improve the programs. I think that's a good point. And I see that Chris is drafting sketches next to me, so I assume he's taking notes of that. Then, when we look at the page a little bit more detailed, Gisela, can I maybe ask you to scroll it up a little bit so that we can see what's written there? Thank you, Gisela. So in the first column it says programs. I think this has to be specified if these are community programs or ICANN programs. We can make a distinction there later on. And I want to ask you if you would see any other elements on the landing page. At the moment, we are just discussing the landing page. We are all clear that from each link, newcomers track, leadership program, mentoring program, a subpage will be designed, where then, or is designed already, because the newcomers track and the fellowship programs, they have resources already. But for those who have not a page, so you will then be entered to access a page where you can all get all the information. But I would like to ask you, what else would you like to see on a landing page to get the first information right at a glance? I have seen that Baron was first, and then Tracy, please. Baron, you have the floor.
Thank you, Sandra. This is Baron for the record. I just wanted to buttress what the lady on Adobe Connect said about maybe possibly choosing one person and following them through. The last ICANN Academy meeting I went to, not LA, but the meeting before that in London, you had this diagram where someone can enter as an observer but then end up being a part of a community member. I thought that was quite interesting. So maybe you could follow one or two people, or maybe three people, follow them through maybe over a six-month period or a year or something, and then follow how they go through ICANN. Like, I entered as a fellow. Now I'm an ALAC member. I could end up being in NOMCOM or, you know, something like that. I thought that would be something that you could look at. And these are all touching on areas of the programs that you currently have running. So it would be something interesting to look at. Thank you.
Just a small reply. Good point, Baron. I think next to you, Raf Fatani, he could be a good example, because you participated in the pilot leadership training program before you became, after you became an ALAC member. So maybe that's a good point to follow the way, because I think that's a unique thing at ICANN, that you become anything at any stage. I mean, Teresa Swinert is another good example. She was staff, then she became community member, now she's staff again. So everything is possible, and I think that should be somehow also mirrored on that page. Tracy, you were next, please.
Okay, Tracy Hackshaw, GAC. Can you scroll to the right? Is it right? This way? Okay, one more, scroll again. And down. All right, so I think while the training calendar is a good idea, I think I'd rather see, or in addition to upcoming rights, you know, quickly, because the training calendar is useful, but I really would like to see something more like upcoming, maybe a scroll or something that's highlighting one immediately what's happening now. Another thing I think might be useful on the homepage is kind of building on the referential issues, as might be following people as well, not just following as was said before, but following, the word is it lecturers or faculty or something like that. So if you notice LinkedIn has a reasonably new feature, well, about a year or two old, where they're blogs that are being generated by leaders in the LinkedIn community. To get stickiness, because it's come to the site, you're getting coming for training, but you're also coming for thought leadership, I would imagine, as well. So if there's any possibility of having, again, we said there are no members of the academy or whatever, whoever, but the people who are doing the work can have possible pullouts of the, so you have a blog section, but maybe having that highlighted. Because right now, it's I like to see things within seconds. So as I go to the page, not too busy, but I want to see it now. I don't have to click around too much. So if those things can be pulled out, the Twitter feed, I think, is not really useful for the homepage. So we could take that out and probably put something more dynamic there, upcoming courses, and perhaps leadership or leaders in ICANN community blogs that will kind of, if you're coming to the site as a community member or as an external person, it's very useful to see real people saying things about what's happening. I think that's very helpful, and that'll be my contribution. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. I think you raised some good points, and I guess Chris took notes of it.
Yeah, this is Chris Gift. Yes, I absolutely agree that calendar is useful. I would just like to swap out the Twitter feed with the list of next five events, you know, so quick glance, see what's coming up. Interesting about, we have the idea about following people. We do have that. It's on our roadmap, a little ways away, but we do eventually want to be able to do that, because we agree it's a great idea. It's not there yet, obviously. And then obviously you're going to have to log in, right? You're going to have to, it's going to be part of the expanded logged in experience when we can keep working on that. But maybe there's another way, though, as well, where you're talking about, you know, thought leadership blogs. It could also be, though, what about, can we link to external blogs where people are doing thought leadership on?
Thank you, Chris. Alan, you raised your hand.
Thank you, Alan Greenberg. If we've just decided to swap out the Twitter feed, then part of my comment is not relevant. But the generic one is, I think. I'm always either amused or dismayed, depending on whether the website has something that is related to something I'm doing or just watching someone else's. When you go to things like Twitter feed or the blog, pointer to the most recent blog entries, and you find the most recent one is 9 months ago, or 14, or 4 years ago, or something like that. You know, people may not be tweeting about this as the most urgent thing they have. I know there are some people who tweet what they had for breakfast, but you know, we're not necessarily aiming at that. So anything that is referring to stuff that happens out of our control, If it demonstrates inactivity, it's a negative. So I think we need to be careful on that kind of thing. You know, I've found recurrent pointers to blogs where the last blog entry was 4 years ago. Not really impressive.
Good point, Alan. And this brings me also to a comment I would like to make for the record. I think this page, however, needs the most flexibility in case new programs are going to be designed on new elements. I mean, there is so much dynamic within ICANN. You just confirmed that you are considering the idea of following a person. We were also talking about an expert pool where somebody can put down his CV in order to say, okay, I would be available in that special region on that special topic to give a lecture for community XYZ. I think there are so many elements to be invented in the future that by programming that page we should take that into account in order to have the greatest flexibility. Let me ask you, are there any other comments on the landing page for the moment? Because otherwise I would think we have so many ideas collected already that actually a totally new design can be drafted, which would be subject to discussion for the future. Are there any other comments on this topic? Yes, Baron, please.
Brian, for the record. The mentoring program, is it the fellowship mentoring program or is it the different community mentoring programs?
Very good point. I don't know. There are various mentoring programs around. Let's see how we are going to name it in the future. ALEC mentoring program, GAC mentoring program, ICANN mentoring program. That's mentoring activities, maybe. That's a good point, but that's in the air at the moment. Tijani, you have the floor, please.
Thank you. Tijani speaking. If we assume that it is an ICANN academy and not a specific community academy, any mentor program should be there. So we can call it only mentor activity or mentor section or something like this. And any program should be there.
Thank you, Tijani. I think mentoring activity is a very good term, and because there we can collect and then direct to a subpage where different mentoring activities are listed. I would like to go to the next slide, please, which is focusing on the header banner. And I would like to invite Laura to say a few words about this slide, about the intent, and what we are going to get out of it. Laura, you have the floor, please.
Yes, thank you, Sandra. This is Laura Binkford. The header banner, this is just a quick slide to kind of introduce and talk about real quickly what the primary message should be up there at the top on the homepage. And as you pointed out, Sandra, earlier, as well as some of the others, we don't really join the academy, so that's probably not the right terminology there, and we maybe need some help with what do we really want people to do in terms of their first action here coming to the homepage? And so we have a couple of questions, and it might be good to just kind of discuss this amongst the group like we have been on the homepage.
Thank you very much, Laura. I think you already touched the point. There is no really possibility to join an academy, but rather to take part in a program. And also, I think the button register now is rather unclear. And I would like to give that question to the people in the room. What would you like to see on this prominent place of the website? I mean, it's actually the place where your eyes will be first. So what do you want to read in this section, or what do you expect to be in that section? I'm very happy that it has the same design as the overall ICANN.org, and I would actually like to keep that so that we see it's under ICANN.org. But Sebastian, you have an idea. Sebastian, you have the floor, please.
I was just saying hello to Christopher, but I have a trouble with this with a word here. We are an organization with no member. How we can say join us? We need to say something, participate. We are not joining the organization. We are participating to the organization. In the same time, we have to be able to participate, we need to be registered in one or other ICANN tool, whichever tool we have. But I guess you are working on a single sign-on for all the tools. And if we are ending up there, then we need people to sign, not to join, and to be able to participate to any part of the ICANN website, including the programs, the academy, and any training academy group or whatever you name it. But take care with the join us, and but in the same time, ask people to register and to participate.
Thank you, Sebastian. Good point. Are there any other ideas? Tracy, please.
Another option is get involved. Maybe another word. I love participate because I think the way the learning thing is going, it's participants as opposed to learners. So that's participate sounds good, but it may be easier to say something like get involved just for countries who don't understand the concept of participation. The English might be tough.
I was just looking on ICANN.org on the landing page. It says attend, but this refers to the... No, it says welcome to the global community. Maybe something like this, welcome to the academy, is also an possibility. But I think this is something we can also discuss in a wider group, because I know many people have conflicting schedules today. And I will collect the proposals who have been made here and put that out for comments and more ideas on the mailing list. And any other comments? Sebastian, please.
Yeah, may I suggest something? Next time, don't organize the meeting of the academy in the room of at large. Do it in another venue, because you are here, all the atmosphere of at large, and you want to be to have people from the other community, and you have very few of them. Then it will not change the world, but it will change the impression. It's a suggestion.
Thanks, Sebastian. This is out of my control, but it leads me directly to the next point. The next point of the agenda is, and I think we have to do it rather quickly, because also with regard that many of the people who were interested in that session are not here today, that this ad hoc working group under at large leadership is going to be transferred into a somehow permanent standing working group for the whole community. And I made a proposal on the mailing list or in the agenda to call it cross-community working group. But I would like to invite Ellen to share your thoughts about what a cross-community working group actually is or is not, and why it might be wise to name it differently and put that out for discussion. Ellen, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much. Alan Greenberg speaking. Two main reasons that I'm suggesting you don't want to use a cross-community working group. Number one, there are a number of them going right now, and if we went to the chairs of the various ACs and SOs and suggested we start another one, you might not get the most positive reception. The world is busy right now, and there's a certain amount of overhead associated with creating a cross-community working group, and I think we need to think carefully about that. The second reason is cross-community working groups are not ongoing things. They have a charter, they have a target output, usually report or recommendations or something, and then they cease to exist. Whereas we're looking here at something which is an ongoing, and I'll use the term for want of a better one, a steering committee, to, you know, make decisions on behalf of the community, presumably with feedback, with input from the community, representation from the various ACs, SOs, staff, entities. And staff is another one of the issues. CCWGs are volunteer efforts purely, whereas I think this would be something cooperatively with staff. So I'm not wedded to any particular term. Steering committee is one that comes to mind that sort of sounds right, I think that sets the right tone and says we're just continuing from the ad hoc committee that put it together, and we're now trying to make it business as usual. So I would suggest something like that.
Thank you, Alan. Good point. Tijani, you have a comment, please?
Thank you, Sandra. I agree with Alan that it is not; it is a standing committee, so it cannot be a committee for an objective, a specific objective, limited in the time. So, but it is already a cross-community working group. This is a cross-community. The problem is that the JNSO has a specific definition of the cross-community working group, and I think this is the problem. We may avoid the word cross-community. It is the ICANN Academy, and we can find, after discussion with the ICANN staff, but we can think about another name, another kind of. But we have to emphasize on the fact that it is a cross community. It is not ALAC Academy.
Thank you, Tijani. Sebastian first, and then Alan, please. Is that okay?
Yeah, we have a tendency within ICANN to name and as a what is the composition of the group, to put this composition as the name of the group, expert working group, community, cross-community working group. That's a definition of what is a group. What is more interesting, it's what is the purpose. Then why we don't call it ICANN Academy Standing Committee. And we know that it will be a cross-community. And if it's not, it's not. But we know that we will try to have diversity, regional diversity, gender balance, and so on and so forth. But what is important is what is the name, what is the purpose of the group. Because when everybody is cross-community, then we have to add accountability, IANA stewardship transition, blah, 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 blah. And we don't care, I think. Short name and not use by somebody else, and if we want to say that it's a standing committee and that's not yet defined, let's define it, but let's take it. Thank you.
Thank you. Ellen, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think I support the direction we're going in. I suggest you omit as many adjectives as possible, because as Sebastian said, we could call it the standing the cross-constituency, gender balanced, regionally balanced advisory other committee, and even standing is an adjective. You know, that's why I'm not wedded to the title. And to be honest, I think you want to pick a title which is short, which will mean something to people, and will not turn them off when they hear it to begin with. And if you can meet that criteria, there's probably a few different answers. The Academy Steering Committee is about as short, as concise, and actually says what it's doing as I can imagine right now. That may not make it the best one. But, we tend to like adding adjectives. We don't need that many.
Point taken. It's Sandra speaking. The intent, I'd just like to refer to the meeting in LA. The intent behind that was, first of all, to make clear it's not a thing under a large leadership anymore, but it's open to the whole community. And I think that's important, because at the moment the perception is different. And it might be different today, because most of the people are here in this room from the at-large community. Secondly, it was the intention to have more people participating on a permanent basis and assign co-chairs. And it was also the intent to draft a sort of a charter, or at least a goal or a project description, so that everybody is able to read what is the perspective of this group. And I think these elements, either if you call it cross-community steering or whatever, are very important, and we should follow up with ICANN staff on how we have to formalize this working group, but on the other hand, not to overcomplicate it, but make very clear that it's standing, that it's open. And under this impression, I also have a little bit of a problem with steering committee, because steering committee sounds also, these are a group of people and they are forming a committee, which is actually not the case. This group was always very open. People came in, stepped out as they were available, or as they did participate in ICANN, or as they were interested in. And I think that should be somehow be also possible in the future, so that nobody is binded in this group, but everybody is invited to participate at any stage, and we should have clear guidance on our page in order to give everybody the possibility to read what is actually the group behind and what is the charter. comments on this item, because then I would also like to refer a further discussion on the mailing list, including people which are not in the room today. And I like to come to the last point, which is the next leadership training program. I put in the agenda discussion on the next program. I think we don't have time to do this now, and would also put that on the mailing list. Application procedure and update on the venue. The next leadership training program, as long as it will be confirmed that it will take place within the budget, will take place before Dublin, before the IGM in Dublin. So, and I would like to invite Heidi, because she is the source behind the possibilities which we might have or might not have in Dublin. Heidi, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Sandra. Sandra, very briefly, currently we do know that there will be 7 hotels used for the ICANN meeting in Dublin. So perhaps one of those might be a possibility to host the LTP in 2015. The meetings support team or the meetings team will be doing a site visit in April. So at that point, after they have taken a look at the various hotels and feedback into what the possibilities are, then we can we'll be able to know more about the venue choices.
Thank you, Heidi. I think hotel works perfectly. We had a hotel situation in Buenos Aires, and this was a great program. Discussion on the next program, I'd just like to provide you some background information. It was agreed in the LA meeting that the program from the pilot program to the next one was a big step forward, but it still needs to be more customized to ICANN issues. Gisela, may I ask you for the next slide, please? It's actually the last slide. Okay, so here you cannot read it, but you will see by the colors, and I would like to explain you quickly what these colors mean. There are the green elements which were organized by Inside Learning, the facilitation skills team, who organized exercises and lectures about how to facilitate, how to be a good facilitator for a session or a chair, these kind of soft skills you need. Then you have the purple elements. These were kind of breakout sessions where community members and staff members split up in small groups and fulfilled an exercise which were close to what we are doing at ICANN here while chairing a meeting or participating in a discussion. And then we have the light blue elements. Those were the elements which were facilitated by community members, by participants, which facilitated a session where they had an expertise on. And after the last program, it was agreed, or in Los Angeles, it was agreed that actually the facilitation skills part should be much more customized to ICANN issues. With other words, if we are doing an exercise, we should do it even more customized to ICANN issues. Maybe break down the organizational chart of ICANN, or well. Yeah, this is something we are going to work on, and Heather Forrest, she was a breakout session facilitator last year. She already agreed, because she had good ideas, to be part of the program drafting team, and I would like to invite people here in the room, and we will follow up on the mailing list, to be also part of the drafting team of the next program. And I especially invite those who participated in the last leadership training program, because this is the point of entry where we are going to elaborate this program further. Comments on that from the people which participated? Okay, if this is not the case, then let me come to the last point, application procedure. I hope that a draft page will be ready by then, a draft website, so that it's actually possible to apply for the program online and to submit a short biography and maybe a picture. And we will start to reach out to the other communities by the Buenos Aires meeting. This is the time when also the budget is agreed for the next leadership training program. But I invite those who are here from the various constituencies, communities, to reach out already to your community members and encourage them to participate in the next leadership training program. Information, detailed information will be given on the Buenos Aires meeting, and it will be also circulated, I think, on chairs level, an invitation to assign representatives. I see Tijani, you have a comment, please.
Yes, yes, thank you, Tijani speaking. Perhaps you have to put also the criteria for applications.
I'm sorry, was this a question?
You said that applications will be available so that people can apply online. So you, I think that you have to put the criteria for the applications.
Sandra speaking. Yes, Tijani, you're right. I think once we have the, and very much depends now how quickly we can agree on the website. I think when we have a landing page for the leadership training program, we will explain what it is, for whom it is, who is the target group, and then it should be rather clear who can apply. You always have the point that people apply where you say, okay, you somehow misunderstood the concept. But if you have a pool of people, you can actually go to the community and say, there are some applicants you have, or more applicants than you have seats for your community, please decide on who is going to. It's not the Academy Working Group who is going to decide who will participate or not. It is the community to decide whom to send. Are there any other comments, questions? If this is not the case, oh, Baran, you have a comment?
Yes, just a quick question. This is Baran. How many people overall are going to be participating in the LTP?
Usually between 25 and 13. Mm-hmm. Heidi, you told me we have an online comment. Oh, Gisela, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Sandra. Gisela, for the transcript, we have an online question from Aris Ignacio. The question is, will anyone be open in applying for the leadership program?
Thank you, Gisela. The leadership training program is designed for incoming and current leaders. So if, I'm sorry, I forgot the name, if this person... Aris. If Aris belongs to a community and is either assigned by the NOMCOM or elected by the community as a leader, and leader is within the definition of the community, they have to decide whom they see as a leader. It must not necessarily be the chair of a community. It can also be a chair of a working group or a very active participant whom they want to elaborate. So then the community, of course, can decide, and this person can apply, but they should go via their community chair. Alan, you have a question, please?
No, I don't have a question, but I'd like to use slightly different wording to say what you just said. And I don't know where this person comes from, so the term your community may not mean anything to them. I believe the current process is the ACs and SOs select the people that they want to fill the slots that they have been given. And I presume that it will be something similar to that this year. So by community, we mean the AC or SO or a subgroup of that in the case of the GNSO or the at large.
Thank you, Alan. Yes, clarification, Cyranus, please.
Cyranus, for the record, Aris Ignacio, the person who asked the question, is from APRALO, and he's one of the ALSs, so he's representative of APRALO.
Okay, thank you for clarification, Cyranus, and a small comment to Alan's. It was a mixture, actually. Not every community did select. Some just said, first come, first serve. and in other communities, we were reaching out individually, and they just finally went to the chair and said, I'm interested, can I go? So it's always a mixture and handled differently from community to community, and I think we should give these flexibilities to the communities. Are there any other comments? Gisela, please.
Yes, Gisela, for the transcript. We have a comment from Lauren Allenson's staff that was referring back to the when we were discussing the program. If I may just read it out for the record. The comment is, distinction between community-led and ICANN-run programs will be important. Laura and her team are currently working on a page for development and public responsibility work, so the newcomers, fellowships, ICANN Learn, etc. So it will be important to coordinate on where page links to. End of the comment. Thank you.
Thank you. A very good comment. And I think this refers to what we discussed in the beginning, that each program should be accessible from various sites. And this was Tracy's comment. I think for a community member, it doesn't make a distinction if it's under this page or if it's under this page, as long as he or she is able to easily find it. And just as we agreed that we are going to structure the landing page group-wise and according to the level of engagement, I think we will then link from many pages to the same source. But this is how a website should be easily accessible, and this was always one of the games of this working group. Baron, you have a comment, please?
Yes, just a quick one. This is Baron for the record. Do we have any timelines on the upcoming activities that needs to be done? Landing page, the upcoming leadership training.
Okay. Sandra speaking. The timeline for the website would wishfully be ready by the Buenos Aires meeting. I think there is a discussion before that on the next mock-up or the next draft of the website, and then we will have to wait, of course, until the budget is confirmed, and we will then start to reach out for the next leadership training program. So I think May, June meeting are the most important critical times for the follow-up. Are there any other comments? Because then I would close the meeting. We are already 5 minutes behind. I thank you for your active participation. I think we went a big step forward and look forward to collaborate with you in the future.
Thank you, Laura, if you can still hear us. Thank you for joining from Los Angeles.